the practicality, obviously, of downpacking presses versus up-packing presses, up-packing presses in certain situations is certainly obvious. There's no deep pit required for a downpacking press. Installation of the pit can be a considerable investment, and if you have a high enough water table in the area, this could even prevent or make it costly to install a pit. So with this in mind and wanting to have a downpacking press to offer to our customers to fit their needs, and Cherokee move forward with this development of our new press, which is named the Chieftain Downpacking Press. Our design goals for the development of this press was to have a very stable structure for the press as a platform that would endure the stresses and numerous tramping cycles and pressing cycles that the press would have to go through throughout its life. Also, we wanted to avoid some of the inherent issues that were common with downpacking presses as well as up-packing presses. This, of course, would make its operation more reliable and cost-effective for GEN to operate. Our first downpacking press was installed at Green GEN in Snow Hill, North Carolina, as you see in the picture there. It was installed in late August 2013, started operation in late September 2013. The GEN has three 141 Double Eagles GEN stands with split 96-inch cleaning. They average about 32 bales per hour. At times, they have hit 42 bales an hour. One instance was on November the 19th. They ginned 430 bales in an 11-hour shift, averaged out to be about 39 bales per hour. They currently were using manual wire tying and tying out the bales. They finished their ginning on December 23rd with 12,930 bales being ginned. Of course, they had to shut down several times waiting on cotton to be brought into the field. A quick look at the press itself and its design. As you can see in the photo here, its overall structure is of heavy construction. The upper and lower sills are composed of 4-inch heavy plate. You can see the extra bracing there in the photo as well. The end columns are 10 by 14 rectangle tubes with half-inch wall, the center column being a 10-inch square tube with half-inch wall thickness, lending itself to very stable and strong structure there. The seals run continuous. The lower seal runs continuous from one side of the press to the other, tying both end columns together. The boxes also, as we see, they're heavy construction. The box skin itself is half-inch plate in the compression zone where the main forces are applied to compress the bale, as it has half-inch thick plate with half-inch thick rib plate there. There's also three continuous rings that go around in this compression zone of the box itself, two of these being 2 inches thick and one being 3 inches thick. The boxes are designed to withstand the stresses required, of course, to generate UD bales, and the countless compression cycles throughout the press, the life of the press. Also, we see in the boxes there's extra venting in the top half of the boxes. This will lend itself to less blowout during the tramping cycles, helping with housekeeping issues around the press. Contributing to the Chieftain's reliability and efficiency is the fact that its tramper, pusher, and main cylinder are all equipped with LVDT sensors. That's linear variable differential transformers. This type of sensors eliminates the need for cumbersome proximity and limit switches to control and position the cylinders on the press. This eliminates the need for periodic adjusting and the constant maintenance associated with trying to adjust limit switches and proximity switches to be sure that cylinders aren't banging or they're maintaining their proper positioning. So we see these cylinders on the Chieftain press having this LVDT type sensing translates to a very smooth and reliable press operation, because these sensors allow the press to position its different cylinder rods to sometimes within a few thousandths of an inch. Once the bale is formed in the box via the 16-inch double-acting cylinder, the press box is pushed up from the bottom with two 3-inch diameter rod cylinders, or the cylinders have 3-inch diameter rods, stripping it from the bale. This method of stripping or lifting the boxes was chosen for the Chieftain because of its reliability and durability. There are no cylinder catch brackets at the top of the boxes to allow the boxes to be lifted from the top. We know these have been in the past been prone to cause problems and even break off. It also eliminates the problem of breaking rods on stripper cylinders that would be located on the top side pulling up on the boxes because of unequal loading of these. The bore of these box lift cylinders are such that they can allow for enough compression to take place within the box before it is extruded or stripped away from the bale. And these cylinders have enough force to overcome the side friction loading and strip the box from the bale. So it allows enough compression to be sure that you get a good shaped squared bale as we see in the photo there. This good shaped squared bale lends itself well to good stacking and warehousing. So the Chieftain enables this to happen. The Chieftain also has a pneumatically powered bale receiver lowering arm that also doubles as a mount for the strapping return chutes. This mechanism lowers the bale onto the chain lift conveyors we see there, which then in turn moves the bale onto the bagging system on down the line. The elimination of the bale dolly not only reduces the overall cycle time of the press waiting, you don't have to wait for that bale dolly to move in and out of the strapping zone. This elimination of this reduces the cycle time of the press, which translates to more bales per hour, as well as you don't have the maintenance issues or even the upfront cost associated with a bale dolly in removing the bale from the press. Hydraulic power for this press is supplied for the press is the belt feed, the pusher tramper, and the press itself is supplied by a single reservoir power unit, as we see in the photo. All the motors are skid mounted on this beside this reservoir. The total horsepower for this 45 bale an hour press, including the oil cooler, is 232.5 horsepower. The hydraulic power unit's modular design, as well as its extra porting, allows for further or additional pump motor groups to be added to this reservoir, thus bringing the capacity of this press to 60 bales an hour. When you count the addition of the 5-horsepower power turn motor, the total connected horsepower for this press is 237.5 horsepower. So it makes the Chieftain very cost-effective to operate in the long run because of being able to deliver 45 bales an hour with this 237.5 connected horsepower there. The intuitive touchscreen controller is also provided with the Chieftain press, or an intuitive touchscreen controller. It provides the operator with an interface that's very user-friendly, easy to operate, easy to understand. It also aids in the troubleshooting of problems that may arise during the operation of the press. It has a screen page that displays all the switches indicating whether they're made or not, so it's very easy to troubleshoot. There's also a setup page that allows the operator to change certain select operational features of the press as well. Even the press's main service platform, which gives service access to components like the belt feeder, the tramper, and the pusher located above gen floor level, is supported by these heavy structural steel members that you see in the picture there. These also provide further structural stability to the press itself. The front center section of this service platform or support structure is engineered to allow it to be removed. And you can see that with the red arrows there. The center section can be taken out, allowing up close front access to the press itself with lifting equipment or whatever may be required to service the main cylinder or the tramper cylinder. This feature contributes to the Chieftain's ease of maintenance, translating to cost savings, which can come during the service life of the press. So as you see in the design of the Chieftain press, the press offers durability, serviceability, and ease of operation, all which translates to its reliability and the cost savings which can be realized throughout the press's life. Thank you for your attention.
All right, anybody have any questions?